Hello and welcome to what it's likely going to be probably one of the last CHS podcast episodes for the year. And what we wanted to do was kind of have a review, talk about how prom was and after prom and the walkout and really just everything that happened with prom and kind of just talk about it. And we got Caden and we got Logan here.
Hi.
What's up?
Yeah, how are you guys? So I didn't go to the walkout, but I know you both did. How was the walkout?
I thought it was pretty well put together and fairly organized, like at least for the lines. And I liked how they had drivers there ready for people to, you know, take their cars so they didn't have to worry about not having a parent or anything like that. So that was nice. I do wish it was we wouldn't have moved it inside. Because that made it a little bit more crowded for all the parents and taking pictures. But the weather, you know, we had to move it. And kudos to the people getting it inside and getting it changed so that we could still have a prom without dresses and hair flying everywhere because of the wind. So kudos. And I thought it wasn't too bad, but definitely could have been improved if it was outside. But you can't control the weather. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I can imagine, like, if we had still gone with it outside and it was as windy as it was, there would have been a lot of pictures with people's faces being, like, completely obstructed by people's hair or getting slapped in the face by people's hair.
I feel like it definitely would have been a lot of hair and melt, and especially for the girls, like, their hair is all, you got a hairspray in and it's got all kinds of stuff, and the them eating it probably isn't a nice, enjoyable experience. So,
and their dress is just flapping in the wind every which way. And
I think it was just better to have it inside via the weather. But hopefully the weather works out next year and you guys can, if you guys do an off-campus again, can do a walkout.
I definitely enjoyed the off-campus prom, like, aspect. I don't really have anything to compare it to because I didn't go last year. I wasn't taken last year. But I definitely think it was probably more enjoyable than the at-school prom.
One of the main things I did enjoy about it being off-campus compared to on is on-campus you kind of were in Clearwater already or near it because most people live near Clearwater, drove out and then drove back home. So it was just kind of driving back and forth for a while, and that was kind of obnoxious. And especially for, like, kids that had out-of-school district dates and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like it would get kind of annoying driving back and forth so much. But driving to the place, there's food places you can eat on the way, and it makes the drive shorter, so I think that's more convenient. And the having a party bus so more kids wouldn't have to rely on getting a ride was pretty nice. So overall, I think off-campus was a pretty cool improvement, and it was cheaper than, like, doing it on, like, because I was in prom committee last year, and it was quite expensive to do it here compared to...
Very.
Because you got to buy everything. You got to pay for everything.
So,
whereas with, like, the off-campus prom, you really just got to pay for the building and then decorations and stuff.
They do it, yeah, and you don't even have to worry about the decorating. They decorate it for you. Like, you don't have to. You just vibe. Like, it's pretty awesome. You just buy it, get the decorations or whatever, tell them how you want it set up, and they set it up. Like, you don't have to do very much work. That's why the prom committee was so small this year, because they didn't need a bunch of, like, people to do labor and, build the prom set. So that was quite a nice. How did you feel about the walkout and just, like, the prom building? And
I felt like walkout was pretty nice instead of having it in the wind, because my date had so much hairspray in her hair. And I just felt it was amazing just seeing the parents there and kind of squished up. But they could have just...
It was amazing.
They could have made the parents spread out more instead of being squished in that one area by the Indian statue. But
okay, so yeah, that's
there just wasn't a lot of room.
The building itself was beautiful, and seeing the proposal outside the window was amazing that we got to see.
Right before prom started, there was on a different rooftop that we could see, there was a man proposing to a woman with, like, hearts, like candles in a heart shape, and she said yes, and we all went crazy after she said yes. It was quite fun, even though he doesn't know any of us exist, and we're excited for him.
We were rooting for him.
I hope that marriage works out, and I hope they live a happy life together.
I do too. Overall, I like the building. I liked the entryway. The entryway was kind of a, I don't know, it was a vibe. I liked the walk up. And then the actual, like, room itself. And to me, like, when I think back on it, it feels small, but, like, in the moment, it didn't really, it kind of felt like perfect size for who was there, like, for everyone that was there.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, looking back at it, like, it wasn't bad. The decorations were pretty nice, and honestly, I mean, the place did look good, and it looked like a prom. It looked enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, while there was some restrictions and whatnot, I think they did a really good job making the building look like a prom and look, you know, look fun to be at. So
yeah, I agree. Caden, you rode the party bus, right?
I did.
Logan and I, we didn't.
I rode the party.
How was how's the party bus?
It was good, but we could have used a different driver because he didn't know where the club was, and we had to help him figure that out. And then Finmore had to call Logan to see where he was. But it was really cool lights and a pole in the middle, and it was a good vibe.
I was 3 minutes away from napping. Like, I was so close to falling asleep, and my little brother called me. And
where?
I was in the parking garage. Like, I was parked. I was there. I was waiting to go in, about to take a nap just because I was tired, you know. I was about to take a little rest, and my little brother calls me, like, where is it? I'm like, I don't know how to tell you how to get here. Like, because they couldn't get in the parking garage. I didn't know where the building, like, was from the outside. So,
yeah.
I just kind of got sent them my live location and called it good. But I don't know. It was kind of... the party bus did affect me, even though I wasn't even on it. Affected me from taking that beautiful nap that I wanted to.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. But also, something to add about the building is when the kids were dancing and it was more jumping up and down, the entire floor shook a little bit. And it wasn't like... terrible, but it was a little scary the first time it happened, first couple times it happened, so that was just a fun thing to add to it. And it wasn't like just the dance floor, it was like the whole floor, so but it wasn't like too bad, so it was lovable.
Yeah, and honestly, I was surprised on the drive there. The drive after. I was expecting there to be more traffic, you know, late Saturday night. I was expecting a lot of traffic, but honestly, we did leave a little early, but even still, like, the streets were, like, practically empty. No one was there.
Yeah, no, the traffic was bare nothing minimal. Like, I left, we went to Walmart and back to, like, the bowling alley, and I think I saw, like, 4 or 5 cars the entire time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad. There wasn't a ton of people on the streets, so it made driving pretty easy.
Yeah. Overall, I would say the prom was pretty good. How'd you guys feel about the music this year?
I thought there needed to be a lot more dancing music. Oh, I think, yeah. I will say there was a lot of good music played, like a lot of music I could bop my head to and then sit and enjoy, but there wasn't a lot of music to light up.
Yeah, they could have played more like
line
dances instead of like the two they played, which was like...
And they didn't have to play line dances.
It was a good vibe, but they could have just played the music dancing was music. Okay,
like, I would have preferred just like dancing music.
Because not everybody knows line dances.
Yeah.
So. Just need people to be able to dance around the dance floor. Like, I don't know. I feel like just more, a little bit more upbeat and just more for dancing. I feel like those songs were more for like listening to.
Yeah,
and instead, there's no movement like you need to do to listen to most of those songs versus with there's a lot of songs that are like meant for dancing too. So
yeah, that's kind of how I feel too. I do think they could have added in more dancing songs instead of the songs that they didn't have were either just like good songs to kind of like nod your head to or whatever and like listen to like and jam out to, or like jumping songs where everyone was just jumping around.
Yeah,
and it was great, it was good. I do think they could have used some more dancing music.
Yeah, I caught myself on the dance floor less dancing, and most of the time I was singing my little boy heart out and enjoying it with all of the love that I had for Katy Perry and Lady Gaga at the time,
and Taylor Swift and all that other stuff.
I don't think I jammed a Taylor that night.
I jammed a Taylor, but not too much as Lady Gaga.
But at prom, we had the crowning.
We did.
We did.
The winners of that, the prom queen was Renee Cheney, and the prom king was Jackson Hazlett. They overall were pretty good.
Very well deserved.
I was name dropped by the queen. Thank you very much.
Wait, you were?
Not to flex. She said I would have been her karaoke partner if she were to choose a song. It would have been California Girls by Katy Perry, and I would be the partner.
So didn't they play that song for like just a little bit?
Yeah, they did. And me and Renee were on the dance floor, karaokeing and jamming to it. So it was kind of fun while that song was on. That's
really funny.
That's hilarious.
But I do believe that Jackson and Renee are both obviously deserving of it. They got the votes. They did what they needed to do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both look pretty good at the prom
too. Oh, so yeah. They did.
It was pretty nice.
What was after prom like?
It was super fun. We went bowling.
Before we talk about after prom, let's go back to prom. We didn't talk about the food and like the...
Oh, the food. A lot of cookies and...
It was grapes, cookies and
soda.
Trail mix. Not Chex Mix.
Chex Mix. But those grapes, I don't know what they did to them, but they were all so good. Like,
the grapes were good.
I did not get a soft grape, and I ate like a decent amount of them, so mm-hmm. I was pretty happy with that. I think the cookies were fairly enjoyed. I think majority of people liked them. I don't know how. I'm not a huge fan of those cookies. Okay. But I actually didn't crack into the Chex Mix.
I didn't either.
But mm-mm. That was just mostly because it was a big bowl, and I was like, somebody's definitely put their hand on that, and I don't really want to touch that. So, and for some reason, they had soda in pitchers, and it was just sitting out.
That was weird to me. The soda wasn't, like, in ice or anything. It was just kind of sitting in pitchers, so it was a bit flat.
Yeah,
there was a bowl of ice, but no ice in the soda.
It was kind of odd, but it was whatever.
It was so gross.
There was water and tea, so it wasn't too bad. Yeah. I just enjoyed some water. You know?
I wish they had sugar for the tea. I would have made that more enjoyable for those who didn't just want to drink water or flat soda. Really, that was kind of all they had in terms of food/snacks.
Well, yeah, you aren't supposed to. You're supposed to eat before prom, chill at prom, and then there's supposed to be like little snacks. So I think for the little snacks, the grapes were a huge plus side. I think they were pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty enjoyable. I would have hated to have been the people to pick up all the little like grape vines or whatever around, because I definitely know there was a ton of them on the ground. Like, let's be honest.
I'm sure it was bad. I kind of feel bad for the cleanup. I don't know how bad it probably was.
I don't think there was too many messes.
Not much,
but it was probably just like, yeah, grape vines are probably all over the place and whatever.
But we can get back to after prom now. It was at a bowling alley.
Yeah, it was
West Acres.
Mm-hmm.
So we all had a pretty good time bowling.
The food was good there too.
Yeah, they had a pretty big selection of food. They had like they had fries, chicken, and pizza, and they kept it solid. It was pretty good. They also had cupcakes and cookies, so it was a lot of food you could
and more soda on top of that.
That was where you wanted to munch if you wanted to munch.
Was it iced?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was good soda, but like that was where you wanted to go if you wanted to eat. So like
it was a nice turnout to a lot of kids.
I brought a whole box and more of pizza home, like
so
and cupcakes and stuff. Yeah. Like it was good stuff. Not because if you stay for the entire after prom, all that extra food they have to get rid of somehow, so you can take it. Yeah. So I did. So it was fun.
The prizes were good this year, but
yeah. I think there were some good prizes and people got what they needed.
Someone got like a TV and someone got like a fridge.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah.
So what are your overall thoughts about prom, guys?
It was amazing. I thought it was pretty good.
Thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty well put together, and I'm happy with how it turned out and how it was good.
How would you guys compare it to like at the school or like last year's prom?
I feel like having it at the, here's my opinion before Logan says anything. My opinion, having it at the school last year was a pain, because when I was on the prom committee, and Logan, I know you were, it was a mess. Setting up that pipe and drape, having to set up a lot of lights, a lot of everything, it was just a pain. I mean, I felt like it was okay for me, but it could have been better.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, last year it was it was a lot of stress on the teachers that were running it. I think Miss Miller was one of them.
It was Miss Miller.
She was running it last year, and it was pretty stressful for everybody in that situation. Even the prom committee kids, because it's just a lot. It's a lot of decorating. So doing it off campus, I think, it's superior, because then it's less stress on everybody, and it's easier to deal with, and it's cheaper. So. I think the kids have more fun being able to go into downtown Wichita. They feel more like, I don't know, more like it's even more special because they're not staying at school. They have to go somewhere else to go.
Yeah, instead of being at the school they go to, they get to go somewhere else.
You know, and they're out in like downtown Wichita where they can take pictures, and like, oh yeah, obviously on prom day you look your best. So mm-hmm. I think everybody had a better time doing it this way. I don't know, and I had a better time doing it this way, but. I don't know. So, can't speak for everybody else.
So overall, you guys would probably say prom this year was pretty good.
Yeah. It was solid. I definitely enjoyed it. And the pictures, even taking pictures, I enjoyed that. So, like, I thought it was solid all around.
That's what I think, too. So that's going to be our consensus. Prom this year was good.
Yep. Yeah. Good prom.
Okay. That's what I think so, too. I think we're going to wrap it up then. I hope, thank you, everyone, for listening, and I hope everyone has a good day.
We out.